This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado remains in the grip of a severe drought, but there is some hope on the horizon, the kind of news that's nice to hear on a hot and dry day like today. John Meyer is with the Utah Climate Center. During an official drought update yesterday, he said the western U.S. might get more monsoon rains this summer.
The expectation is that seasonal outlook will translate to drought improvement and maybe a few areas of drought removal.
That's because El Niño will likely cause higher water temperatures in the Pacific and send extra moisture to the Rocky Mountains, likely by August or September. An aging coal plant in Pueblo was supposed to close last year, but Xcel Energy wants to keep the plant operating until 2028. The company asked state regulators Monday to let it extend the life of the Comanche 2 plant. Eric Frankowski with the Western Clean Energy Campaign said that was a mistake.
They're slow walking their way to weaning themselves off of coal, and it's problematic from our perspective.
The move comes as the Trump administration has been bullish about coal. Earlier this month, the administration asked Xcel for more information about its Colorado coal plants. In Colorado Springs, the annual Pikes Peak International Hill Climb is this weekend, and it will have Olympians leading the pack. Two-time Team USA bobsled pilot Keisha Love takes the wheel of the official pace car. Her fellow bobsledder and fiancé, Hunter Powell, will ride shotgun. It'll be the 104th running of the Race to the Clouds, with dozens of cars speeding up Pikes Peak Highway. And it's harrowing. There are more than 150 turns in the 12-mile course. This is CPR News. High temperatures today in the mid to upper 90s at lower elevations.